Crime speech at 110 words a minute. 3, 2, 1. I want to focus on the use of indemnified witnesses in NCA investigations and the ensuing difficulties for the prosecution. Where there is no question of self-incrimination, the power to force witnesses to attend hearings, produce documents or things, and answer questions is a useful investigative tool. Witnesses who may be unwilling to help if questioned by the police and are able to decline to do so must give documents and evidence to the NCA. This is particularly useful in relation to financial institutions, which can be compelled to provide information that they would otherwise be unwilling to provide on the grounds of confidentiality, because of the complexity of organised crime and the power and resources of those involved, which enable them to conceal the offences and the proceeds. The NCA relies on insiders as witnesses. These witnesses who have been involved in activities associated with the offences will not give evidence unless they are protected. The minimum protection they seek is an undertaking under the NCA Act that the evidence they give to the authority and any evidence derived directly or indirectly from that evidence will not be used against them in subsequent proceedings. The practical effect of granting a witness such an undertaking under the NCA Act will be to preclude the prosecution of that witness for any offence. Disclosed in the course of giving evidence unless, before the witness testifies, the prosecuting agency holds sufficient evidence to support a prosecution. If a witness testifies before the NCA and discloses, for the first time, involvement in a criminal activity unrelated to the criminal activity under investigation, they have immunity from prosecution for the disclosed offence. An undertaking given under the NCA Act is similar to that given under the DPP Act to get the evidence of a witness for the prosecution. In practice, indemnities under the DPP Act preclude a later prosecution for offences related to the matters raised in the evidence, even where other evidence is held. In the same way, the NCA Act gives protection against prosecution, not only for material before the authority, but for evidence which may come after the hearing, as it would be difficult, if not impossible, to show that there was no link between this evidence and that obtained by the authority. In fact, even if evidence is already held, it would be difficult to demonstrate that there was no link. Because the DPP Act acts as a barrier to prosecution, it is almost invariably given at the conclusion of the investigation when an accomplice's account of the role he or she played in the offence can be tested against the available evidence.